From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. 13,000 pot plants were eradicated during an illegal pot growing operation in the Rancho Sequoia area. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Drug Enforcement Unit moved in on four parcels Tuesday and also found more than 500 pounds of processed pot. A firearm was seized as well. No arrests were made. 41 people on probation in Humboldt County apparently had their personal information compromised after a data breach. The Redwood Times reporting it happened when a deputy probation officer's vehicle was burglarized a week ago. Field sheets, which contain personal identification and a booking photo along with social security numbers, were stolen. Those potentially affected have been notified. Officials say they'll help any affected party on an individual basis. Early yesterday morning, Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies did a probation search at a residence on the 4800 block of Allen Court in the Pine Hill area following some complaints of possible narcotics activity there. While searching the residence, they came upon 30 morphine pills, drug paraphernalia, and a pair of homemade nunchucks. Deputies contacted and detained several people inside, among them two felony warrant subjects, 30-year-old Kyle Bailey and 30-year-old Rhett August. Bailey booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on a felony warrant for felon in possession of ammunition and fresh charges of possession of narcotic-controlled substance and other counts. His bail set at $50,000. August booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. His bail was set at $100,000. Well, someone graffitied images of a child staring out from behind a chain-link fence with the word illegal underneath it on the Humboldt State University entryway sign at the intersection of L.K. Wood Boulevard and Sunset Avenue. The graffiti was done sometime between about 8:30 Monday night and the next morning. After HSU police noticed what had happened, crews got to work and had the image painted over within just a few hours. Two teens police say are gang members were cuffed recently during a traffic stop on the 700 block of East Perkins Street in Ukiah. Officers say 18-year-old Michael Montano and the passenger, who was a 15-year-old male, were wearing gang attire and known to be affiliated with a local street gang. Search of the vehicle uncovered a backpack. Inside the backpack, a loaded 45 caliber semi-automatic handgun. In the center console of the vehicle, there were two masks that could be used to disguise a person's facial features. Montano was booked into the Mendocino County Jail in lieu of $15,000 bail. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.